quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
The season is upon us this week. The season is upon us this week. I've been waiting for football for a long time. A long ass time. I got some football this weekend in college football. I got a little bit of the preseason. I really dislike preseason. It's overglorified practice to me. It really doesn't show me much. It shows me a glimpse of what it could be. Hi, this is Andre Moultrie with the JJC Podcast. And this episode, I will not keep you too long. The season is starting this week. And this is the prediction show. We're going to do a prediction of the game-by-game basis. See what record we end up with based on looking at the schedule. And not to mention, oh, wow, I forgot all about this. Laviska Shenault was traded. I know this happened like a couple weeks ago. But Laviska Shenault was traded. He never quite found a place on this team. It always seemed like he just didn't have a place here. And once they started signing receivers, it was kind of the writing on the wall for him. Not to mention he had the drops. That don't really help his case either. But another draft choice, wasted. Now, that was the old regime. And this is the new regime. And hopefully, and I said this shit last year when Urban Meyer ass was hired. I said the same shit last year, and I feel like I'm saying it again. But the difference between Urban Meyer and Dougie P is Dougie P is an adult in the room, and Urban Meyer was a little immature to be an NFL head coach. That's the only difference in why I have more faith this year than I did last year, because last year it was a wait and see. And I was still shocked that they even hired this man. When you get a once-in-a-generational player and you hire Urban Meyer, who had never coached a NFL game, I was a little uneasy. And it was a little uneasy watching my starting quarterback answer questions about the head coach maturity. To be honest, Trevor Lawrence handled pressure pretty well. I'm very curious how he's going to do this year, and I think he's going to be a huge candidate for comeback player of the year. I would not be surprised. You got Dougie P, adult. Trent Baalke, I'll give his offseason a good ass B plus to an A. He got the coach right. We'll see on the draft choices. I'm not big into draft grades because, quite frankly, we don't know what the fuck these people going to do. Do anybody remember our draft grade from 2020? I don't remember the draft grade from 2020. Do anybody remember that draft grade? Because if you do, leave a comment. Because I guarantee you they gave us a good draft grade. They talked up Laviska Shenault. They're like, oh, he was a sleeper in this draft. La 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 la. And then CJ Henderson. La 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 la. And where is CJ Henderson? And where is Laviska Shenault? They're in the same place. they're in the same place, away from our team and with the Panthers. I think CJ Henderson's still with the Panthers. Damn, the Panthers love us. I don't even know how they're going to use Laviska Shenault in Carolina. Maybe, wow, they could use him as like a backup to fucking Christian McCaffrey. I don't know how they're going to use it because they got Hubbard over there. But I wish Laviska Shenault well. I blame this another thing on the organization. We apparently love giving free money away to players because we draft these players and they don't do jack diddly shit squat. And we got to restart the process. This is year one of that process. The better part about this, or the best part about this, is that it looks like we got people that know what the fuck they doing. You know, Doug Peterson knows what the fuck he doing. Trent Baalke, he did have failures, but great people learn from their failures, and I hope this man learned, and I think he might have. I can't wait to see the product on the field. Let's get to the schedule. This week, we play an important game because we play the Washington Commanders. Now, this could be a great start to this season because I'm looking at the schedule and I see Washington, Colts, Chargers, and Eagles for the first month of the season. Now, let's go to the Washington Commanders. They got Carson Wentz. We know how to handle Carson Wentz. Well, I mean, Carson Wentz might be angry because what a reason he got traded. You heard the owner? The owner was like, we watched the Jaguars game and we had to get rid of him. He just wasn't doing what we needed him to do. Now he's with Washington. Washington has, they have some very good receivers. I'm curious how their offense is going to be. See, the thing is, it's week one. We don't really know how the defense or offense is really honestly going to be. But I think the Jaguars will be able to move the ball offensively against them. I believe that this is a win. This is 1-0. We go down to week two. We go to the Indianapolis Colts. Can we not beat the Colts? Matt Ryan, he does very well against the Jaguars, but that's a winnable game. That game could be won by us. If we can slow down Jonathan Taylor and force and get pressure on Matt Ryan, and we've shown that we can slow down Jonathan Taylor. We did it last season. And they had Carson Wentz, which is a more athletic quarterback. They got a veteran back there. I think that's a win, too. That could give us 2-0. Oh, shit. Now, this the one. This is an L. I'm not even going to lie. They play the Chargers. I don't think they can beat the Chargers at all. I don't think they are going to beat the Chargers. That is 2-1. I'm not even going to kid you. That Chargers team is loaded. They are loaded. They have J.C. Jackson at corner. They got the one safety. They got their wide receivers. They got receivers. They got Mike Williams. They got Austin Eckler. They got Keenan Allen, the big three. Not to mention they got Parham, who I really believe in about a year or two. We're going to talk more about him. He is 6'8 and can fly. He is 6'8. Can you imagine the red zone? Whew. And you know, Justin Herbert, like 6'5". All you got to do is throw that little thing up there and bam. So that's a loss for the Jaguars. That's 2-1. I'm leaving myself at 2-1 right now. The Eagles. Dougie P, former team, right? So we got Dougie P's former team. If, and I don't know, because It might change based upon what we see from the Eagles these three games, but I can call that an L. I don't think we can beat them unless we get Jalen Hurts. Unless Jalen Hurts cannot throw the ball and he's got to do that little running shit he did last year and we force him to throw the ball, well, it's kind of – we got the cornerbacks to do it. But I got the Eagles winning that game, so we are 2-2. We play the Texans week 5. That's a victory. That's 3-2. I just think the Texans are the worst team in the division. Davis Mills is their quarterback. They got a rookie running back. I don't know what their defense going to be. Not good enough. The wide receivers is Brandon Cooks and you got Nico Collins and that's it out of my mind. I mean, they don't really got anybody. And it's Davis Mills at quarterback. Now, last year, Davis Mills played better than Trevor Lawrence. I watched both of them. Davis Mills played better. I'm not capping about this. He did play better. Although, Trevor Lawrence's talent is obvious. He's very talented. He's more talented than Davis Mills. But Davis Mills was the better quarterback last year. Sadly to admit that shit. I don't want to even admit. That shit sound like blasphemy, but it was the truth. Davis Mills was better last year. This year is going to be different. We win that game. That's 3-2. We play the Indianapolis Colts again. I'm going to give them a win. I think we're going to split with Indianapolis this year. So that's 3-3 going into week 7. I got the Giants losing the game. That's 4-3. I think we can beat the Giants. The Giants do have offensive weapons, but I think they're in a rebuild, as weirdly as it sounds, even though they have some offensive talent. And Saquon Barkley, who, if the line holds up, that's a scary-ass running back. That is a scary-ass running back if that offensive line, if it's revamped like they say it is, that can get ugly. But I think Dougie P and the team, I think they can knock that one out. So that's 4-3. Week 8, we lose. We play the Denver Broncos. Now, that may change throughout this season based upon what we see or injuries and, you know, shit like that. But we losing that game. I'm just being objective here. We ain't getting our ass whooped. I think we're going to hang in the game, but we losing that game. That's an L. Week 9 is also a capital L. So what is that? 4-5. That is a capital L. We're losing to the Las Vegas Raiders. I think they're very talented offensively. They have Devontae Adams. But I will say this. For Vegas and for Denver, they have their receiving core. But we do have corners. And if Tyson Campbell steps up like I believe he will, that is going to be a problem for them. Because honestly, this year I have him going into the top 13 cornerbacks. I'm that confident. I believe he can be a top 13 to 15 cornerback. Maybe if I don't know. I feel like I'm a fanboy shit about to come out, but maybe top 10. He maybe can slide to number 10, but I'm a give it 13 to 15 range. I think he can do that pretty well this year if no injuries and he continues on his trajectory. I truly believe he can get to top 13 to 15 pretty easily. If he does, him and Griffin, that is a hell of a cornerback combo. And I think Cisco will do well this year as well. Let's go to week 9. Yeah, they're losing to the Raiders. So that's 4-5. That is 4-5 right now. Kansas City. That's going to be a great matchup. I'm not going to lie. That's going to be a good matchup. But I got the Chiefs in that game. I don't think we have enough for them just yet. So that leaves us at We're at 10 games. We're 4-6. 4-6. Now, last year, what were we? 3-14. We were 3-14 last year. 4-6, honestly, I would take it. This is year one of a rebuild. I'll take it. When I look at Dougie P, his first year in Philadelphia, he went 7-9. The next year, he won the Super Bowl. I'm going to give it a couple years because we aren't Philly. But I will say that we have the most talented cornerback. I was about to say cornerback. We got that too. But Trevor Lawrence, by week 10, we should know and we should see how he fares against Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr. He has Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, Justin Herbert. We should know where he fares as a quarterback in this offense. We should know. And then it's the bye. So we're at 4-6 at the bye. As a fan, would you take it? After last season, after the debacle last season, after the inconsistency on offense last season, would you take it? I would take it. And if they're 4-6, I want to see the offense improve and I want to see how the defense improve. The young players we got, I want to see how they improve in this second half of the year. They're at the bye, they're 4-6. We're like, okay, maybe they got a playoff shot. And then here comes Baltimore. That's 4-7. That is 4-7. I think Baltimore is a better team. Lamar Jackson. Well, I don't know. Baltimore is confusing to me. Based upon the moves they did in the offseason, it looks like they have committed to running the football. That's what it looks like. But I think Baltimore is a better team than us. If we were to win that game, I would be surprised. Week 13, the Detroit Lions. I know the Detroit Lions improved a lot. They're on Hard Knocks, and I honestly thought we should have got Hard Knocks. The Detroit Lions did because their coach likes to bite kneecaps. Our coach just likes ice cream. I don't know. You know, they're more entertaining. And I watched their Hard Knocks. Their coach, he definitely has the locker room, I'll say that. And he's old fashioned in my head. But I think we can beat the Lions. So I'll put that down as a win. So that's 5-6. Well, no. So wait. 5-6? No. 5-7. Yeah, that's 5-7. That's 5 wins, 7 losses. Then we got the Titans. I think we can win this game against the Titans. That's 6-7. So I think we'll win week 14 against the Titans. That's 6-7. The Titans' weapons, I don't know who the fuck they got outside of Derrick Henry. I mean, they got Austin Hooper. They got him, don't they? I mean, really? And then they got a rookie wide receiver who, I mean, he's pretty good if Ryan Tannehill can get him the ball. I feel like Tennessee took a step back. We can beat Tennessee. So that's 6-7 by week 14. I'll take it. I'll take it in a heartbeat. Week 15, the Cowboys. That's a question mark game. I think we could beat them. That's a possible, but I'm going to give them the L here. So it's 6-8. I like Dak, but recently they lost some pieces on the offensive line, and Dak doesn't play well when he loses pieces on the offensive line. And I'm looking at their weapons and I'm like, I don't know. That could be got with a Tyson Campbell and Griffin. and some pressure up front. That could be got. I'm going to give them the L with that one. So that's 6-8. So we got 6-8, and here comes the New York Jets. That's 7. I think we're a better team than New York. I know last year New York beat us. They shouldn't have beat us. You know, Zach Wilson ran for a fucking touchdown, for Christ's sake. That's not happening with Dougie P. Not his team. So that'll give us 7 wins. So right now we're 7-8. I think the Jaguars are 7-8 by the end of week 16. As a fan, are you happy with that? Because I am. Because I am. It's week one. I mean, not week one. It's year one. The most important thing I want to see this year is just consistency and growth. And what are the strengths of this team? Like, I want to see this team figure out what their strength is. Like last year, Philadelphia learned pretty early. And I mean pretty early. Running game is our thing. And they just ran the fucking ball. What is this team's identity? Now, we have receivers. We have Zay Jones that can run. We have Christian Kirk added. We have Marvin Jones. We have 2 tight ends. We have Travis Etienne. We have James Robinson. We have weapons. Our defense should be good enough to keep us in games. So, I just want to see consistency. I'm tired of penalties. I swear you not. For the past 5 years, this team has been really high in penalties. I would like to see a disciplined ball team. I said ball team. a disciplined football team. That's what I want to see. And the second half of the season should be better than the first half. And I want to see that. That's what I want to see in year one. I really don't care more so the wins and losses, but the wins and losses I'll love. I'll take them. But I want to see this team get better. I want to see at the end of week 18, because I have us losing to the Titans. And I have us beating the Texans to have an 8-9 record. So at the end of this 8-9 record, I want to see the team. I want to see the team just be better. I just want to have very high morale going into next year. I want to look at Trevor Lawrence and say, damn, that's why we drafted him number one overall. That's what I want to see. That's the biggest question mark right now. What if Trevor Lawrence isn't that good? What if he struggles this year? I'm curious how the front office will deal with that. This is a huge year for Trevor Lawrence. A lot of people kind of wrote off his rookie year, which understandably so. I did too. I seen great throws. I seen conflict with the coach and offensive coordinator, and it showed on the field. And then we had the James Robinson BS. I don't think we're going to have that this year. I got a prediction of 8-9 for the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars can go 8-9. If they can steal a couple games, I wouldn't be surprised if they were lower half of the playoff team. I would not be surprised at all. I have this team winning 8 games based on his schedule. I think they're going to sweep Houston, split with the Titans, and split with the Colts. Now, I'll take this team seriously when they start beating the Titans and Colts. That's when I'll start taking this team as a contender. You got to take care of it. You got to beat your division. Because if you can beat your division, that's playoffs every year. Ask the Cowboys. They just beat up on their division. I don't know how they're going to do that this year, but they be beating up on their division. We got to beat the division. And honestly, I believe we have a chance to be second place in this division. I just do not trust the Tennessee Titans. Hell, I don't even trust the Colts that much. I'm shooing out Houston. We all know Houston's not doing anything. They are rebuild. So can we cancel them out? Can we pretend they don't exist? Because they don't. They suck. Tennessee and the Colts. Those are the two teams that have been running this shit like they got loose bowels. They've been running this shit for the past couple years. Well, not so the Colts, but more so Tennessee. Can we not beat the Colts? Can we not beat Tennessee? We can beat them. And Tennessee got weaker. I would not be surprised one bit if we swept one of those two. Tennessee in particular. I just wish they just do a solid and just shut down Derrick Henry. This man makes the Jaguars his personal love toy. Every time he plays him, it's annoying. It is annoying as fuck watching him do that. But hopefully this year, it'll be different. Let's get into some who I believe predictions far as player-wise. Most improved, I believe, will be Trevor Lawrence. I think this is a huge year for him. He has a coach that understands the NFL and offenses and knows his strengths and weaknesses and will try to incorporate what he likes with a little bit of what he wants. I think this will be a huge year for Trevor Lawrence, so I'm going to choose him. A sleeper guy. A sleeper guy. This is a hard one because you know who I'm going to go with for the sleeper guy? I'm going to go with our left guard, Ben Bartsch. I think he's going to have a really good season this year. We're actually going to need him to have a good season this year because Trevor Lawrence is going to need protection. So I got him. I think Tyson Campbell would, if I do a prediction on the defensive player of the year for our team, for the Jaguars, I'm going to go with Tyson Campbell. I think Tyson Campbell's about to take it up another level this year. I really do. There's nothing I don't like about him. And what's crazy is when I watched the draft and we drafted Tyson Campbell, I was happy. I was confused, but I was happy because I felt like next year, the first year, I didn't think he was going to be that active because we had C.J. Henderson. But once we traded C.J. Henderson, I'm like, okay. They see something. So let's see. And then towards the end of the year, he got better and better. Campy got better. And now it's time for us to see what he's been up to. I think he's really going to take a stride, and his name is going to be known by the end of this year. Rookies. Well, I hate judging rookies. I really do. When people get drafted, I just kind of like to see them before I make a prediction. But you drafted Walker number one overall. I like the fact that you drafted who you wanted number one overall. I think Walker's going to have at least 5 sacks this year. And I think we're gonna see why they drafted Walker number one overall. At least 5 sacks. I'm gonna make him my defensive rookie of the year. I think he's gonna have 5 sacks. I think opposite of Josh Allen, he's gonna do a pretty damn good job. The linebacking core, I'm curious to see that as well. All of this is a lot of wait and see, but I'm pretty confident that Walker's going to do a good job. I really think he's going to do a good job this year. At least 5 sacks. I'm giving him at least 5 sacks. I cannot wait for this game against Washington. I will talk to you guys next week when you get a chance. Check out the new site. This podcast is on a new site called The 2-Minute Huddle. When you get a chance, check out the website, www.2minutehuddle.com, for all football-related things, all football-related stuff. We talk about NFL, NCAA, all that shit. And if you want some merch, if you want to check out the merch, go to the www.jjcpodcast.com. And I will see you guys next week. I want to thank all the listeners that take the time out of their day to listen to this podcast. See you later.